Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
2021, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, divine recovery. Well, now you don't think the devil's not going to challenge that. Absolutely, he'll challenge it. When? Today. Today. Look over there in Mark 4. I remember the Lord said, I spoke to a man by the Spirit of the Lord concerning that fact that he would prosper and that there were certain things going to come to pass. Well, there were people there that heard that. So they just wanted to see what he was going to do. And so what he started doing, they decided they'd just invest in whatever he did. The Lord didn't say anything about them prospering. And they got him so fouled up, they got him in debt. Well, see, the devil is doing everything he can to kill what the Spirit of God had said to him about his prospering. People have more problems, I'm talking about Christian people, have more problem over money than they do anything. Of course they do. The devil's had more opportunities through money. But this is going to be a time of great prosperity. We're coming out of this hell hole of a year for a lot of people. I mean, thank God we knew how to believe God. Thank God we weren't in debt. Thank God we were standing strong and we stood strong. And thank God for our partners and you guys in this church, glory to God. This ministry came out at the end of 2020 with more money in the bank we've had ever. But we didn't have any debts. Debt is the killer. That's what's trouble when something unexpected like that COVID-19 hits. Particularly when the devil lays a trap. You do what's right. You do it because it's right. And bless God, you do it right. You don't do it right the first time, when are you ever going to have time to do it again? Mark chapter 4, verse 14. Say now.
Now.
The sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. You don't have to let him have it, but he's coming. He's coming. So what? Praise God. A year of divine healing. Matthew 8, 14. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Anybody having any trouble with that it's God's will to heal? Come on. But there are still people that really have problems with it. In all of the ministry of Jesus, all of it, all of the ministry of Jesus, he never mentioned the will of God except he said, I have come to do the will of God. He never said, there's no issue with him. Bartimaeus, used to be blind Bartimaeus. What would you that I do for you? Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? What can I do for you today? I mean, he might have needed something other than his sight. What can I do for you today? Lord, that I might receive my sight. Okay. Be it done unto you as you've believed. And immediately. And the leper was having the same problem. I know you can, if you will. One translation says, of course I will. Of course I will. Well, if it was his will for one, it's his will for all. Because he's the same yesterday, today, 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 today. Today, today, he's today. It's his will today. I said it's his will today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You go to bed at night and you think, well, glory to God. Yes, thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. Praise God. I want to thank you. The devil said, well, you said it's going to be today. Well, today. Today and over with yet. I got until midnight. It's, you know, it's not, I just laid down here. And it's working all night while I'm asleep. The first thing in the morning, open your mouth. Today's the day. Glory to God. This is it. Ah, yeah, it's today, Greg. Today's the day. Uh-huh. This is it. This is it. And when someone's going to lay hands on you and you say, I'm telling you what, this is it. The minute his hand touches me, I'm healed. Yes. I'm healed. The devil said, did you feel anything? Yeah, I feel good. You're standing there, you know, with a runny nose and you're hurting all over. I feel good.
You a lying.
I am not. I said that by faith. I have. I have what I say. Today. Today. Today this scripture is fulfilled. Today. Hallelujah. Now, well, I better finish what I'm doing here. When evening was come, they brought unto him many possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That's been fulfilled. I do that every morning of every day. The first thing I do, I go right into, and I work out early. But even on days when I'm not working out, I'm standing right there in front of that mirror. Today's the day. Glory to God. I want to thank you, Jesus, that you said it through the prophet Isaiah. Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. And the scripture says they did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for glory and my iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with those bruises, with those stripes, we are healed. And then right there at Peter's house, healed his wife's mother. Great fever. Luke, the physician, said she had a great fever. And he rebuked that fever. He talked to that fever. He said something to it. Amen. And immediately the fever said, uh-oh, I'm out of here. Now, I tell you how the devil can just bombard your thinking if you don't know what you're doing. Gloria and I were exposed to COVID-19 up close. You can't give me that. That's right. In the first place, I said it. Amen. I hadn't had the flu in years. I never had it. But then I do the other things. I take good care of my body. My diet's like it ought to be. Absolutely. And my immune system is up. So we got tested. And we have a clinic right here on property, thank God. And so it was on a Monday morning, went over there and, you know, they did the thing. And she put it on high priority because of the service tonight and all that. And so I kept listening. And I talked to her that morning and when she said, I put it on high priority and it'll get back in time. I said, good. And once he put that swab up in there, my nose ran just water for a few hours. And I kind of felt rummy-headed. And then later, Dr. Weider said, I probably got got over onto that sinus cavity, and my head felt kind of rummy. And the devil said, you got it. Well, I keep my Bible laying right next to the bed, and I had it open to 1 Peter 5. My care is that New Year's Eve service, and I'm going to be there. And I've rolled all that care over on you in the name of Jesus because you care for me, and I don't touch that with my thought life.
That's right.
And she said, you know, the thing ought to be back, certain afternoon or whatever it was. And she said, I'll text you or call you. I said, okay. And my head still felt kind of rummy. Here he came again. I said, come on. You got to be kidding. There's no way. You don't put that on me. And because I didn't have the care. I don't touch that care. I'm not going to touch that care. He has it. I'm going to show you something, Paul. Now somebody comes up and says, Brother Copeland, can I see your clock? No. I don't have it. I didn't say I didn't have a clock. I cast that clock over on Paul. He's my clock taker. He's my caretaker. Now you see how quick he gave that back to me? It's mine. You see what I'm telling you? You pick that up. God doesn't have any choice. You've just taken it back. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. That's the same word translated power, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. It's the Greek word dunamis. Dunamis. We get our word dynamite from it, explosive power. Through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought. Every thought. Just shut it down. No, you don't put that. I don't touch that in my thought life. No, don't touch me with that. Don't you know? No. Well, it just went on. And finally, I called her, and she said, aren't you thrilled you can go out and have dinner with Gloria tonight? I said, what? She said, I texted you. I said, I didn't get any text from you. I looked at my phone. There was no text there. She said, oh, it came in about 3:00. Uh-huh. But see, during that time, The devil just, he just whip you around. But I wouldn't take it. Wasn't my care. I'm sure not going to take his COVID. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not denying that thing. I deny its right to exist in my body. Amen. So now, this is 13th chapter of Matthew. I'll tell you, this one is, there's some that just, Are you there? Yeehaw. Kratesh mokunkletivrat an medketo glestanso krut efrat an kita letak letiso. I'm not the past, saith the Lord. I'm not the future. I'm now. I'm always in the now. I know the now. And the now knows me. You know me. And I know you. So together we are in the now. And every moment of your life, every beat of your heart, I am the now that is working on the inside of you. And if you will trust me and put your future and today in my hands, I will work every minute of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, after year, after year, after year, after year, and I will take care of you if you will not lean to your own understanding, but lean on me, lean on my name, lean on my forever, lean on me, because I'm yours and you're mine. I'm your father and you're my very own child, and our future is bright together. I already have a plan. I knew this COVID-19 was coming. There are people I tried to tell. There are people that did listen to me but had no idea what I was talking to them about. It's a good thing your president listened to me. I woke him up and stirred him up over that more nights than you know. And he stepped out and did something knowing he was going to get ridiculed for it, and he shut travel off from China. Amen. Oh, there have been many more deaths. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now, first thing I want you to look at is the 19th verse. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understand. Now, say the word of the kingdom.
The word of the kingdom.
Now, I don't know where you can see that. See if you can get a shot of this in my Bible. And I drew a line from word of the kingdom to hear, see, and understand. I wanted to see where I'm coming from. Because the day I saw that, I'll tell you, it really helped me. I don't know if it's going to help you. Jesus said, for this people's heart is wax gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed. Now I'm going to add word of kingdom in here. Lest at. Say it. Anytime. That's got to be today, John. Anytime.
That's right.
Anytime. Lest at any time They should see the word of the kingdom with their eyes, hear the word of the kingdom with their ears, should understand the word of the kingdom with their heart, and let the word of the kingdom convert them. I'll heal them. I'll heal them anytime they do that. Anytime. Anytime. That's right now. Right now. Right now. I love it. Anytime. Acts 10:38. Here's an anytime scripture. Here's a today scripture. Now, this is 10 years after the day of Pentecost. Somebody's talking about the will of God to heal. What is it? His will to heal me? You know, Gloria and I, like I said, we didn't know anything. And after I went to Oral Roberts University in 67, I met T.L. Osborne. And T.L., and I miss him. T.L. couldn't just talk to you. T.L. just stayed excited all the time. And we were having lunch together, and he said two things to me that day. Kenneth! I said, yes, sir. Would you like to be rich? Well, are you kidding me? Man alive, we're so broke we couldn't pay attention. And so I said, yeah. Find a preacher. And God has given him assignment. And he doesn't have money enough to do it. And get in there and help him.
Amen.
God will make you rich.
Amen.
And he said, you were born free. Huh? You were born free. He said, thank God you didn't have any religion to unlearn. Well, we didn't. We were scripturally illiterate, both of us. I remember telling Gloria, I said, Gloria, look at this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story. Look at you. Did you ever notice that? She looked at me kind of funny and said, I've been reading this. Yeah, same story. Aren't you glad? Amen. I was always a audio guy, and she read. Since I've learned how to do that, but she'd just read and read and read. My spiritual father in the faith, Oral Roberts, when he first went, before he went into the healing ministry, he told the Lord Jesus, he said, I want a more intimate relationship with you. At that time, he was an itinerant preacher. They just went from place to place to place. He and Evelyn didn't even have a home. They just stayed with the deacons. The Lord said, all right, get on your knees, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John 3 times in 30 days. Wow. So Gloria said, I'm going to do that. Only she did it in the Amplified translation. But she did it. She came out of there. I mean, she came out of there so full of faith and power. I'm going to school. We're listening to Brother Hagin. And, I mean, I was just thanking God for a battery-operated tape player. And we listened to it night and day. Night and day. I'm talking about night and day. We'd turn it on at night. We still do, but now we don't have to change the tape. That tape would go plip, 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 and I'd get up and turn it over. And we'd get up in the morning, I'd take that little tape player and sit it in the bathroom while I shave. Put it in the seat of the car and listen to it all the time. Let's do it all the time. All the time. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I'm just ripping and roaring with it. The Word of living.
The entire universe, all that we see, God created by faith.
Now he's placed inside every believer that same power, his own faith. Learn how to develop and release it to see his promises in your life. Get the Faith Series Package, 12 messages on MP3 disc, and the study guide by Kenneth Copeland. For over 5 decades, Kenneth Copeland has lived by faith and taught believers around the world to do the same. Living by faith is a way of life for God's people. It means being free of fear, separate from the world's way of doing things. Faith grabs a hold of all God has promised, healing, prosperity, creativity, whatever you have need of to live the victorious, overcoming life. Learn how to use your faith on purpose to receive all God has for you. Rest confidently in the authority and power of what God has said. Release the force of faith and make the faith life your life.
The word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland about this year, saying 2021 is the year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery. Now, in today's message, he covered the healing ministry of Jesus. See, Jesus came to do the will of God, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means it is God's will for all to be healed. Yeah, but when? Today. So speak the promises of God concerning your healing and speak them by faith. Say, I have what I say today. Now, to help you live this lifestyle of faith, we want you to order these two resources that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are giving to you for free. It's called the Faith Series Package. It's an MP3 series and a book, both by Brother Copeland. And you're going to find out what makes faith work, what produces faith in your heart, and where faith will never work. You see, the faith in you as a believer is the same creative force that God has in Him. And all the things you're believing for have their substance in faith. So be sure to request your free package today on KCM.org. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is KCM's free monthly publication. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland sow this. It's a gift. They give it into the lives of their partners and their friends, and they don't charge anyone for a subscription to it. And for 47 years, the BVOV magazine has been bringing the good news of the gospel to people around the world. And each edition features teachings by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, other guest ministers. All of it has one purpose, and that's to build your faith, strengthen you spiritually. So go to KCM.org and request your free subscription to receive your magazine by mail, or read the interactive digital copy online. But whichever one you choose, be sure to share this life-changing word of God with your friends, with your family. Get to them the same truth that got to you and has brought life to you, and it'll do the same thing in them. And then join us on this broadcast again tomorrow. You don't want to miss the word of the Lord. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith, and live in the power of God.